as a soldier climbs in the saddle for one last ride. As the rain pours off his hat, you can see the shadows of the past written in his eyes. Now the cannons are silent, his friends are all gone. Gotta put it all behind him if he ever wants to find his way.
Rebel on the Road. Thanks, folks, for tuning in to the Rebel Madman here at Republic Broadcasting Network. And I will continue the conversation with my good friend Jim Ram here. And we were talking about is it too little, is it too late? And being a student of history, I look back, and as Santayana said, and I will kind of bastardize his phrase, but he said, those who fail to learn the lessons of history are destined to repeat its mistakes. And I think we are staring that straight in the face. But, you know, this country, although every news person, CNN, Fox, whatever, they always talk about America as a democracy. And, you know, and we have to spread democracy, you know, as Bush said, you know, in the Middle East, all of these things about democracy. But our country was never intended to be a democracy, because, you know, we look at various things. There's a lot of quotes out there, and it was Karl Marx who said democracy was the first step to communism. And then, you know, early on, if we look at those people we call founders, we had, first of all, was Thomas Jefferson said a democracy was mob rule. And then, you know, Benjamin Franklin said democracy's two wolves and a chicken deciding what's for dinner. And then the one that I look at, and the one that I think may be exactly true here, Jim, and I think we're living it, but John Adams says, remember, democracy never lasts. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. And, Jim, I think we are watching a government commit suicide. What would you say to that?
Yeah. And if you read, what's it called? The Law by Bastiat, and what he has to say about it. You know, when the different groups figure out they can vote themselves funds from the public trust, basically, pretty soon everybody in government is there getting their own piece of the pie, and everything starts to implode. And then as that happens, the plunder becomes even more and more, because they all line up to get as much as they can before the last breaths of the country, so to speak. And I'm paraphrasing that big time, but there was also the, I think it was the 1928 military manual that defined democracy. I've got that on my computer somewhere, and I'm just trying to figure out where, this might be it. Let me see if that's in mail. PDF, bingo. Democracy, we've all heard the word. In fact, men and now women have been sent to fight wars in the name of it. We've been told that is what our government is, a democracy. Though the word is not to be found in any of America's founding documents, not in the Declaration of Independence, not in the Articles of Confederation, not even in any part of the Constitution. The word democracy and its definition is found, however, in a 156-page book officially compiled by issued by the United States Department in War Department in 1928. This book, issued by the U.S. War Department, mind you, was published by the authority of the United States government, and thus must be accepted as authentic in any court of proper jurisdiction. And what did it say concerning democracy? What was the definition given in it for democracy? that is Untold today. It's hushed up today, but I'm having issues because I'm making it bigger. But we tell it all in another untoldstory.com. To go there to find out the truth, oh, come on, now tell me, yeah, definition of democracy in a U.S. field manual. There are four facsimile section reproductions taken from a 156-page book. I'm just trying to find the actual... it talks about citizenship. Here we go. Democracy, a government of the masses, authority derived through mass meeting of any other form of direct expression results in mobocracy. Attitude toward property is communistic, negating property rights. Attitude toward law is that the will of the majority shall regulate, whether it be based upon deliberation or governed by passion, prejudice, and impulse, without restraint or regard to consequences, results in demagogism, license, agitation, discontent, and anarchy. Then they have a republic. Authority is derived through the election of the people of public officials best fitted to represent them. Attitude toward public or toward property is respect for laws and individual rights and a sensible economic procedure. Attitude toward law is the administration of justice in accord with fixed principles and established evidence with a strict regard to consequences. A greater number of citizens and extent of territory may be brought within its compass. Avoids the dangerous extreme of either tyranny or of mobocracy. Results in statesmanship, liberty, reason, justice, contentment, and progress. Is the standard form of government throughout the world. Of course, I don't think we really have that either.
No. And, no.
Yeah. And from that point on, if something goes haywire, okay, that's the end of this one. Cut them loose.
Yeah, I think they turn on each other. I think we are going to see that to where one of them becomes, or two of them, whatever, becomes jealous of the other, that they're getting too much or something. There is no morality. There is no loyalty among these people. And I think, just like John Adams said, I think they commit suicide. By attacking each other. I think we just have to be prepared for that eventuality. I think that's coming. I think we have to be prepared for it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, we have to be ready because, you know, obviously, if things keep going the way they are, there's not going to be much of a government left. I mean, it's just going to implode on itself, it seems. When you put people in positions of power simply because of their skin color or their mental illness of the day, rather than being a competent person able to do the job that they're in there for, it gives you what we're experiencing now. And that a country as big as ours cannot maintain itself for very long at all with that kind of program running things. There's just no way. And of course, at the same time, we're the laughingstock of the rest of the world when they see guys running around with, you know, god awful makeup on their faces and wearing dresses and things like that, representing this country. It truly makes me ashamed to be an American to see what's there. And if I was overseas and something like that was playing on TV, you wouldn't see me sitting there waving a flag. I said, no, don't know who that is. I'm not from that country. They don't represent anything for me.
Well, Jim, do you see a correlation there with the fact that recruitment in the military has dropped to alarming levels?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, that, number one, you know, a lot of people just are not seeing the value in it anymore. Plus, a lot of it is the lack of qualifications. The number of people that are actually qualified for military service has dropped precipitously well. So it's a double-edged sword where you have people that maybe they want to sign up, but they just don't have what's necessary. I think it's an IQ of 80 or above is what's necessary, what's required, because they believe that somebody who doesn't have at least that level of intelligence, there's nothing that you can do in the military and have it be of positive consequence. So you've got that problem. Plus, you got a lot of people who just, you know, if they are qualified, they're choosing to go other places, find other lines of work, rather than, you know, serve in the military. And of course, then you've also got the, you know, if I was looking at the military now, knowing that they're accepting transgender cross-dressers, and from everything I hear, you can be outwardly trans and literally get a paycheck for free without having to do a single thing. You know, they're not allowed to say anything bad to you, call you names, anything like that. They can't ride you for not doing your job. You basically can sit there and just collect a check.
Well, Jim, I saw something. I'm sorry, sir. But I saw something recently that kind of troubled me, and I can see a lot of money behind this deal, is the fact that a former U.S. Army Ranger who became a country music performer last week re-enlisted in the Army at the Grand Ole Opry.
Really?
Yes, I think they are hurting. I think they are, and I'm sure there was a lot of money behind this, because it makes no sense. You know, but what a great show for the public. Yeah, that's definitely a PR move. You nailed that. Jim, how is your, what do you think about talking to a sheep rancher from Colorado?
Hey, sounds like fun to me.
All right. Hey, Kino, how you doing, buddy?
All right, Mike. You gentlemen touched on a subject that raised the hackles on my back.
When you, Steve, I don't know what's going on, buddy, but I can barely hear you.
Same here.
Can you hear me now?
That's better.
Not very well at all.
Really?
I don't know what's wrong.
Now I can hear him really well.
I got you turned up as high as I can, and it sounds like you're whispering, buddy.
Good grief. I've never had that problem before.
Yeah, he's 5x5 with me now.
Now you're coming across. Okay, what's going on out there in Colorado, Steve?
Well, I don't mean to go back to another subject, but you gentlemen raised a subject earlier that just raised the hackles on my back when you mentioned Bill Gates' name.
Sorry about that. I used it with the least amount of concern as I could.
That man has committed more crimes against humanity than Putin ever thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we're not sure that Putin... We're not sure that Putin has committed any crimes against humanity, because the only source we have for that is the American media, who lies for a living. But we do know what Bill Gates has done.
Oh, yeah. And I'll give you an example. It's not just crimes that he's committed against people of color. He's after us ranchers, big time.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife were the ones that instigated releasing wolves back here in northwestern Colorado. And now I found out earlier this week that the Forestry Service and the Department of Agriculture, they're actually giving classes how ranchers can coexist with the wolves.
Got a Winchester 94?
You gotta be kidding me, Steve. Really?
No, I got a notice so that I could attend one of these classes.
Oh, well, Steve, if I could help you out just a little bit, and this has been years ago. My wife and kids, we were out west on a kind of on a tour, and we were up near the Canadian border, and one of the national parks up there, I forgot exactly which one it was, but there was a national park up there, and they were in the business at that time, or in the action that time, of removing a wolf from the area, and they were going to airlift it out. And they, you know, and we were actually there, and we were watching this, and I looked, and I went over and told the guy with the Forest Service, I said, what are you doing? He said, well, we're getting rid of this wolf. I said, sir, with all due respect, that's a coyote. And when the National Park Service and the government doesn't know the difference between a wolf and a coyote, it's incredible. That's been 30 years ago.
That's amazing.
Well, our ancestors here in Colorado, they eliminated the wolves here. And now Bill Gates and their minions they've already started bringing them back. And to give lessons on how the ranchers can coexist with the wolves. I mean, my dander just went straight up, another thing. It's like I was telling you last night on my call, Mike. Tyson Food Company, the largest producer of food, of meat in the world, is closing 4 plants, which makes absolutely no sense at all, other than to create a shortage.
Well, Steve, if you're trying to starve people to death and that is your goal, why wouldn't you close the plants where they could get food?
Exactly. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts that Bill Gates is behind that too.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, and he's just the perfect guy for this. You know, he had. I remember years ago when he made a statement. He said, "If I'm walking down the hall of my business and I see $100 bill on the ground, on the floor," he said, "I don't stop to pick it up because it would be a waste of my time."
Well, I just had to say something because when I hear his name, I just go ballistic.
Well, you know, go out there on your ranch out there in Pagosa Springs and shoot something.
Trust me, I don't know if you remember or not, that Mike, that poor sheep herder over there in Bayfield.
Which one?
He killed one of their lynx. Protecting the sheep. And yep. They persecuted that poor guy.
And prosecuted him, too.
Yeah. And he was only doing what he was supposed to be doing, what he was paid to do.
Well, ain't government grand? Steve, whatever you do, don't forget to vote in this election.
Don't forget to what?
I said, don't forget to vote in this election. It could be the most important election in our history.
Oh, yeah, right. Mike, you know me better than that.
Here's the thing I don't think Americans can wrap their head around. You can't get rid of a problem by voting for what caused it.
It's so corrupt. And if people can't realize from what's happened in the past 8 years that it's corrupt, they're brain dead.
Well, I would posit that because of emotional psyops that have been run in this country for many years, I would posit that the majority of Americans are brain dead now.
You're here. Amen. You don't call them Venus Americanas for nothing.
I told you last night, and I thought it was really neat. I told you I was watching the old Derringer movie.
Yancey Derringer.
Yeah, Yancey Derringer. And it... In this one episode that I watched two nights ago, he had found this lady that was taking in the orphans from the Civil War, and she said, "Come here," and she showed him up the orphans that she had brought in, and she said, and she told Yancey that, "Well, this is just about their bedtime. Yancey, would you do me a favor and sing them a lullaby?" And Yancey said, "Yeah." And he broke out in song. And, oh, damn, I'm having a senior moment because I'm so upset.
Well,
I told you last night.
Oh, you'll get all squared away, Steve, if you just turn on the lobotomy box and watch CNN. That'll bring all your memories back, I promise.
Mike, I turn it on and I watch programs from the 50s, like Yancey Derringer.
Well, good for you. Steve, do you have any questions for Jim?
No, I sure like what he's saying, though. And
you.
I'll tell you.
That.
Pardon?
I appreciate it.
I'll tell you that if they keep going down this road that they're going now, and they keep messing with the food supply, that's going to get people up in arms when they can't feed their families.
Steve, they have gone too far to turn back now. They are not going to give up everything that they think they have accomplished to this point and back up. If anything happens within the next few months, it's going to get more intense, not less. So, folks, if you think you're happy now, just hang on for a couple of months because it ain't going to get no better.
Well, I thought it was really going to get it when they created that shortage of baby formula. And it was artificially created.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought when they got out of those mothers, mother's pissed off that, that people would really get upset.
Yeah. Oh, well, Steve, have you gotten any rain?
I was saying, so the Nancy Dinger, when he sang a lullaby to the kids before they went to sleep, it was Dixie.
Yep. People are going to realize, although it's going to be too late, that the people of the South knew what was coming if they allowed this Marxist Republican government to take over the country. They gave
their
lives.
That's why I disagree with you. I don't believe it's ever too late.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, tell me how successful you have been in the court system trying to straighten out.
I've been very successful when it came to sheep.
Yeah, well, tell me how you did with Todd Starr.
Hey, the only good thing that came out of that is we ran him out of Archuleta County, and now he's the county attorney up in Mesa County.
I thought that county was called Taco County.
No, Enchilada County.
Enchilada County?
Yeah.
Did you say Archuleta or Enchilada?
It's Archuleta, but we call it Enchilada County.
I wonder why. Well, buddy, hey, Steve, thanks for your call. You take care of yourself, partner.
All right. And I really appreciate what you guys are saying and what you guys are doing.
Thank you, Steve. You take care of yourself, and God bless.
Thanks, Steve.
God bless you guys, too. And keep up the good work.
We'll do everything we can that, we will exceed what they tell us we can do. That is the spirit of a rebel.
Amen.
So, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Present.
As we look at this thing and that's coming at us, do you have any prognostications? I told you what I think. I think that they are going to destroy each other. What are your observations?
They probably will. I just hope they don't destroy us in the process. That's the biggest concern is, you know, they're gonna go down, but will they be able to take us with them? Or will we somehow or another be able to continue treading water and clean up the mess and let a phoenix rise from the ashes once we get rid of those schmucks? That's my question. And I honestly haven't got a clue whether we're going to make it or not.
Well, here's another worry that I have. Are we going to reach the point in this country where those who are so politically indoctrinated... we got a break time coming. We'll be back on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Guys, I tell you what, I cannot listen to that song without having a mental picture of Levon Helm playing the drums and singing that song with a passion. If you haven't watched that, go to YouTube and watch The Last Dance, the night they drove old Dixie down, and watch that good old Confederate Arkansas boy, Arkansas-er, as they were called back then, Levon Helm. Watch the passion that man had singing that song. It just absolutely is incredible. And I would apologize to the memory of Levon Helm for ever interrupting that song. But, here we go in the process. But, Jim, a question I have. Do you see a point in time where the powers that be decide that their best option is to create a war between the people in this country? In other words, another civil war? Do you see that as a possibility?
I think in some respects they've been trying to get one of those going, and luckily the people are smart enough to not fall for it. With all the division that they have been, implanting in us, over the last couple of years, with the George Floyd stuff, all the riots, the Black Lives Matter people, the Antifa, everybody attacking conservatism, and one side being able to get away literally with murder. And the other side gets charged for simply standing in their front yard protecting their property with a rifle, as the husband and wife team did down there in St. Louis back during the riots, the McCluskeys. You know,
yes.
When one side has carte blanche to do anything they want and have no ramifications whatsoever, and then the other side basically, you know, if you spit on the sidewalk the wrong way, they're pushing for life in prison. And of course, the Soros, you know, paid for prosecutors and all the stuff that's going on. They're trying to get one side against the other. And so far, we just haven't fallen for it, thank goodness. Because then they would either, you know, roll in with regular troops or UN troops more likely and just, you know, go to town. It would not be pretty, to say the least. And at that point, it would be strictly sheer numbers, the only thing that we'd have to go on. And I don't know if that would be good enough. But I think they're trying to do something. So is it inevitable? Probably. Sooner or later, somebody's going to get tired of it and pull the trigger.
Absolutely. I think it's coming too, Jim, and I think it's all been planned. And, folks, if you have any doubts or any thoughts or a question of where is all of this coming from, this split between the races, I would suggest you can still get it. While you can still get it, find a book that's called Color, Communism, and Common Sense, written by Manning Johnson, a black man who was taken to Russia and trained to be a Marxist, to come back to America and to spread the Marxist influence of the hatred of white people into the black churches back in the 1950s. Thank God Manning Johnson saw eventually what was happening, and he wrote the book Color, Communism, and Common Sense. And then he was invited to come to the House of Representatives and to make a presentation to the Committee on Un-American Activities, where he gave a fantastic presentation, and a few days later he was dead under suspicious circumstances. Imagine that. Has that ever happened in American history, Jim?
Oh, boy. I missed part of your question because I was in the process of finding that book, and I did, believe it or not, the Wayback Machine, archive.org, has Color, Communism, and Common Sense by Manning Johnson, 1958, as a free PDF download.
Yes.
I just downloaded it.
People, please read that, because you are going to be shocked to your toes that way back, you know, more than 50 years ago, 70 years ago, that they were planning all of this in advance. And they were taking brilliant black folks to Russia to train them how to come back to America and to create a race war, operating mainly through the black churches in America. People, please read that. I think you will get a lesson that you will never forget. Manning Johnson, to me, was a true American hero. And he needs to be, you need to read his words. You need to understand that, because here was a man who fully, you know, the Marxists thought they had their guy. I mean, he was just a brilliant guy. So we're going to send him back. He's going to destroy America working through the black churches. And folks, they have done the same thing through the white churches called 501c3. But anyway, we've got a lady in Kansas, Jim, who would like to talk to us. Her name is Sherry. Sherry, how are you today, lady?
Okay. Hey, I wanted to add something to the conversation, and it
please do.
It touches on the probably the military enlistment thing, and also the birth rate. I was listening to an interview with a physician that was talking about the low testosterone in the country, and, you know, both men and women use testosterone. It's very essential. And he was saying that a lot of it is because of the phthalates from the plastics that are polluting our food supply. But one thing he was really surprised when they were taking callers, a very informed lady rancher called in, and she's been subscribing to Acres USA for years, and she was telling about how little glyphosate in the food supply just devastates the testosterone. And so, you know, and who knows what else, but, you know, do you have in, your guest name is Jim, is that right?
Yes, that's ma'am. Correct, ma'am. Jim
Ram. Okay.
Ram.
Have you ever looked into that, Jim, as far as how low testosterone in both men and women and children affects just body function? Because he was saying, you know, the estrogen is actually made out of the testosterone in your body.
Well, that's the interesting thing is, you know, it's being driven by so many different causes, whether it's glyphosate, the idiots in the allopathic community that want to drive everybody's cholesterol into the dirt, because all hormones are made from cholesterol. So if you are taking statin drugs and avoiding eggs and all the other things that these idiots with stethoscopes around their necks tell you to do, you're not going to be able to make anything in the line of hormones, whether it's testosterone, progesterone, any of the others as well. And that's why you have so much erectile dysfunction in men, so much early menopause and things like that in women. All of that is a direct result of the crap in the food, crap in the water, crap in the air, and listening to the wrong people thinking that they know what they're talking about when it comes to health. So, yeah, there's a lot of different things that impact that, and definitely glyphosate is a big one. So, yeah, you want to eat as purely as you possibly can. You want to supplement properly, and you want a good high-fat diet. Lots of animal fats, and stay away from oils and things like that from plants. Those are the bad ones. So
well, that's the one thing that I don't agree with Dr. Wallach on, and is some of his stuff on fats. Personally, I don't stay away from saturated fats, but there are some oils that, you know, mostly as far as the liquid oils, I use expeller pressed olive oil, and of course, I eat a lot of flaxseed and chia seed.
They're fine. If you have a way of expelling them right before you use them, that's when they're safest. But the longer they sit exposed to air, the more they have the opportunity. And all plant oils are like this. There's no exceptions.
They oxidize.
And that produces trans fats and free radicals that cause inflammation and cancer. There's no getting around it.
When I grind grain, I grind it right before I use it. You know,
right.
I don't buy flour.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff,
yeah, you're doing it the smart way.
So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in because it was interesting all the body functions he talked about that are dependent on testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
That I really wasn't aware of. But I'll tell you what, when I went into menopause, and I'd been listening to Ben Fuchs a lot mm-hmm. when he was on GCN, and he talked about pregnenolone.
Yeah.
And I started taking that. I found a pharmaceutical-grade pregnenolone, and of course, I didn't have very many menopause symptoms anyway, but that really... One thing about that, it's supposed to really help your memory, and I think that's true. So, anyway, that's all I had. Thanks.
Great. Thank
Sherry,
you.
Thank you. Great call.
Thank you very much. So, Jim, you know, we've got like 13, 14 minutes left. Would you like to summarize, or would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with Jim Ram?
Yeah, sure. My main thing is my website, which is your, Y-O-U-R, D-I-Y, like do-it-yourself, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, yourdiyhealth.com. And I have that website has information. There's tons of information on the longevity products, the health in general, the Itericare wands, right on the homepage. There's great information about that. There's a contact me button. If you look through the site and have any questions, you can either call or send an email and I'll get back with you. The radio shows tab is a good one because at the top of the page, it has a link to our archive page set up through castbox.fm. We got almost 1300 shows up there that are archived and annotated as to what we talked about. They're shareable via email and social media. If you scroll down a little further, you'll see information on all the shows they do, when they're on and how you listen, which is basically Tuesday, Thursday morning from 10 to noon Eastern time, and Monday through Thursday from 1 to 3 Eastern time. And my primary platform is the Spreaker platform. That's where everything since September of last year has been archived. And the nice thing about that platform is they're downloadable. The castbox.fm, you can listen online, you can share them, but they're not, unless you really know how to dig into the inner coding, you can't download from there. But Spreaker you can, and there's about 300 shows up there in the last year, roughly. So there's lots of downloads, and then of course I got a Facebook page and a Telegram channel, which are at the bottom of the radio shows page. And then I also have the links page is really good. I just found a new thing for anybody that is interested in having a Christian conservative phone system, your cell phone system. Patriot Mobile is the only one out there that I'm aware of. And they have great service. They have really, really great U.S.-based English as a first language tech people. Which is a real plus if you've ever had to deal with any of the folks from, you know, some of the other carriers. But I just switched to them, and it was a great experience. I'm very happy. Prices are very reasonable, and they only support Christian and conservative causes, which is a big plus. So anybody who's wanting to make sure that your phone carrier is supporting good stuff and not all the crap out there, consider switching, and you can support my radio show by using the referral code, which is on the links page of my website. It's 1133762. So patriotmobile.com, 1133762 is the code for that. And a little bit will, basically, as long as you're using a phone, it will take a little bit, give us a little bit to work with. So that's basically it. YourDIYHealth.com is pretty much the basis for everything. Again, it's YourDIY, like do-it-yourself, health, HEALTH.com. And like I said, the radio shows, the health information, all the stuff for taking care of your body so that you can avoid dangerous drugs and surgery. It's all about natural healing. And the two things that I have found, especially if anybody has been damaged by these bioweapons called COVID vaccines, the one thing that we have seen that's helping is both the nutrition and the Itericare wands. I've seen people that were in wheelchairs, couldn't walk, and were shaking like a leaf. And within a few days of using one of these wands, they had most of their life back. Just absolutely amazing recoveries. So that's something. Plus, they're great for other things. And I know, Mike, you've had good results with the ones you've got. I would encourage people to get. And the Itericare is the only licensed. They're the ones that are the pure, real McCoy terahertz frequency devices made by Pryfe International. They have the worldwide rights to produce and manufacture and sell these devices. So anything else out there is a knockoff. Most of the time, it's not real quartz crystal in the device. It's glass. So get the real McCoy. And those are only available through distributors like myself. And you can get those on my website. So I guess that's pretty much it.
Jim, great. I really appreciate that. But would you be so kind as to tell people the basic principles of ITERA, the ITERA wand? How does it work? Because I get a lot of questions when I talk to people, and they want to know, what are the dynamics? How does it work to make you better?
Basically, what it does is, and this is technology that's been around forever, people have known about it. The trouble is because it would take so much away from the American Murder Association and Big Pharma in this country, no one ever wanted to do anything with it because they thought it would be shot down. So a little guy in China decided he was going to. And basically all this thing is, it looks like a hairdryer without a handle. It's a metal tube about 14 inches long, roughly. It has a little fan and blower and heater unit in it. And then the front part of it is a quartz crystal tube. And when the warm air from that fan blows through that tube, it accelerates the crystals, which produces terahertz frequencies that are the same frequencies your cells resonate at when they're healthy. So basically, and this thing is not a health or a medical device in any way, shape, or form. It's nothing more than a home electronic device like a hairdryer or radio or anything else. But it just so happens that when this thing's turned on and pointed at your body, those terahertz frequencies come out and they penetrate 8 to 12 inches into the body, and they help increase blood flow. They help release stem cells from the bone marrow so your body can heal itself with its own stem cells instead of spending thousands of dollars on, you know, MD's garbage. And it basically just gives your body what it needs to fix itself. And that's the same way, you know, same general way the nutrition works. You're giving your body the things that it's designed to work with, and when it has what it needs, it can take out the trash, it can fix things, and that's why the two things that I use, the best of both worlds, is the science-based clinically verified medical nutrition, the 90 essential nutrients, and the terahertz frequencies, because they both provide the body the things that they need to fix themselves. And whether that's taking tumors and cells that have mutated into cancer and getting rid of them, or, you know, again, whatever the body needs to do. And the body has wisdom. It's, you know, this thing isn't fixing anything. It's not healing anything. Neither is the nutrition. It's just providing the raw materials to the body so the body can take that and apply it where it's necessary and do its own repair. So that's basically how both the nutrition and the terahertz frequencies work. It's simply giving stuff to the body, and the body knows what to do with it. It fixes itself.
Well, Jim, that is great. I that is one of the things I think I get most questions about. But tell me, please, what, you know, the part of the ITERA care is to charge the water which you consume. How does that operate?
Basically, you use glass when you're doing the charging, and you can do a 16-ounce glass at a time or whatever you want, but you use glass, and you can use the wand. You turn it on and either blow through the sides or down on the surface of the water. When you're blowing on the surface, you just got to make sure the fan's not too high that it's blowing water everywhere. But about 30 to 60 seconds is enough to energize a glass of water, or I have a 3 gallon big thing that sits on the side of my sink, just a big looks like a huge mason jar with a spigot, and I'll fill that thing up with filtered water, and about 60 seconds blowing on that, and it charges that water. And there are actual, I don't have one, but I've seen them used. There are little devices that actually can pick up and sense that charging of the water. It structures it so it becomes more bioavailable. And people who, for whatever reason, either like they had pets that would not tolerate the noise and the blowing of the fan on the device, they just give them the charged water, and their pets get better just from drinking the water, and people get the same results. So that's a big part of using the Itericare wand, is to charge room temperature water and drink some of that, 16 ounces or so, before you use the device, and then again afterwards. And it helps get everything flowing through your system, getting the blood flow, getting the lymph flowing, and it just the body just loves it. And it's just more bioavailable. It gets into the cells where they can do their work, and it's just a major part of using the wand, is the drinking the charged water.
Well, fantastic, Jim. Thank you so much for that. And I appreciate you mentioning the part about the pets, because I, you know, most people are unaware of that, that we can actually help our pets with the Itera wand.
Yeah, and I have on my website, there's a little there's a flyer you can download that has a picture of a little dog. His name is Cowboy, who had a cancerous growth on his lip. And instead of doing surgery, which would have cost about $1,500 and been very traumatic for both the dog and his owners, they used the wand on him. And in like 3 weeks, that thing was totally gone and he was healthy as can be. And his owner is a veterinarian with about 30 some years of experience. And it was him and his girlfriend that decided to, rather than doing the trauma of the surgery, they decide to use the device on them. And they've got pictures before and after that shows that. And I've got it on a brochure that you can download and look at.
Well, that is fantastic. We're almost out of time, but we got Paul in California. Paul, how's it going?
Well, I just had a question. It's probably not time to answer it, but I heard you say, I missed parts of the show, but it was always, as usual, a very good show, enjoyable. But you said something about hopefully they will take each other out. And I, you know, there was no fleshing of that thought out. I'm just assuming you're talking about the various factions that are perhaps desiring different strategies.
Well, when we look at the families who actually control, you know, there's families who control the Federal Reserve, and we know that. And that is, and they end up, because of their immense wealth of owning this, owning that. And I think that my thought was, and I'm sorry that we ended up with not enough time to really get into this, Paul, but I think that these various families are jealous of each other when it comes down to dividing up the spoils of their conquest. And I think our hope could be that they eliminate each other.
That's interesting. Well, it sounds like that guy, yep, that book you mentioned by Manning should be in college history courses, but no surprise it's not.
Oh, yes, please. If you don't have a PDF, Paul, let me know. I'll send it to you. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you, Paul. Let's get you on
here at Republic Broadcasting Network. We have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.